Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with an amazing guy, and his story is just wonderful and inspiring, and you're going to be able to check him out on Restaurant Recovery, and it is streaming on Discovery Plus, and he is along with some celebrity friends, going to come in and get restaurants that are struggling. And by the way, we know the challenges that they've had over this last year, what they've had to do. But a guy like Todd Graves is the guy, perfect guy, to come in and help them get back on their feet. His chain is just absolutely terrific, delicious, and just well run. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers is his empire, and I'll tell you what, he was the owner of the most impactful Yeller Lab since Old Yeller, and that's Cane, and he's named his name will live on forever. I think anyway. Well, first of all, Todd Graves, welcome.
Well, great. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, thrilled to have you. And tell us about Restaurant Recovery. I kind of gave an overview. I guess we get an idea, but there's a lot more to it. This is a very sensitive time in history, especially for the restaurant business. Give us a little rundown.
Yeah, I mean, I came up with the idea of Restaurant Recovery when we were doing so well with our drive-thrus. I mean, Raising Cane's was doing better sales because of the pandemic than we had pre-COVID. But that didn't feel good because we were watching these independent family-owned restaurants struggling and even close. So I came up with the idea of the show where me and my team could go in and help these restaurants immediately to be able to help them weather this pandemic and not only help them to survive, but then to thrive as we're coming out on the other end of this. And it's just really important, right? Because these independent family-owned restaurants, they have a soul. You know, they have character, you know. And when they go away forever. And they get replaced by a chain. And look, I have a chain, and I like sales, but it's important for us to support small business, especially small restaurants, now through this pandemic that are just really, really suffering.
Well, I think it's great that you're doing this, and I just think you're a perfect fit for what we're talking about. Let me ask you, historically, have we seen a restaurant situation like this or a crisis in many restaurants? And like you said, there's drive-thrus, but you know, back during the Depression, there weren't drive-thrus that I know of. Give us a historic comp in time, if there is, or is this a unique situation?
Yeah, I mean, there's been struggles for the industry, you know, going back to the 1918 Spanish flu, right? You know, it's and several of these restaurants, we did survive that pandemic, which is just remarkable to me. But you know, it's downturns in the economy help hurt different sectors in our business. You know, fine dining through casual, the quick service does better than that. And then when the economy is flourishing, you know, those higher end restaurants make more money. But nothing has been so global as this pandemic that's absolutely affected every sector of the restaurant. Look, there's been hurricanes and earthquakes and fires and all these other things, but a massive worldwide pandemic, the industry's never seen anything like this, right, where everybody's struggling except for the drive-thru and delivery businesses, right? And so it's a major deal. All these restaurants are good restaurant owners. They're smart. They run a great shop. They work hard, but they couldn't have seen this pandemic come on. You know, none of us could. And when they don't have the format and they're primarily dine-in business, my team and I had to go in and we had to turn them into to-go machines, right? And these restaurants hadn't done that before. They're doing just fine with that dine-in business, but that got stopped. Restrictions cut that out, and they had to convert overnight. And that's too hard to do when you're a small restaurant. And family-owned, and you just don't have the resources we do. But I did have that, and me and my Cane's team went in, and we were able to help them out in a really quick way.
Well, Raising Cane's obviously is doing very well, and you said, you know, like the drive-through folks and the people that are prepared to do to-go, they had a different reality than these folks. Did you learn anything about yourself or about the business in general while doing this? And again, we know the success you've had. Was this a learning experience for you?
Yeah, you know, I've always been a big fan of these independent family-owned restaurants, and I support them, and I love them. It's why I got into the industry. I love the food business, and I love going to these restaurants. But I knew they struggled. I knew it was tough for them. But getting in there every day took it to a whole other level to me. I didn't realize actually how challenging the business world is to them, right? They don't have the resources that I have, right? It's usually a husband-wife combo, got kids working in the business, and what they have to go through every day, right? And even to build their business. And so it took me back to when I opened that first restaurant that I actually, Raisin Cane's, that I constructed with my own hands, to where I can remember back going, God dang, it is that hard, you know? So that really drove it home to me. And in the show, you'll see, which is streaming now on Discovery Plus, it's these are great restaurant owners. They just couldn't see what was coming on. And then they're just trying to keep their head above water every day. They're just trying to keep the doors open, right, while they're mounting up, like, terrible credit card debt. And so converting them and thinking some ideas they couldn't think of when they're just struggling to keep open. And, you know, just turning them to go machines and helping them out with things that are pretty complicated, right? Like adding mobile ordering and technology with that. Curbside delivery with SwipeBots technology systems where you have curbside delivery. Mobile ordering for takeout. You know, things like that aren't easy to do unless you have a large organization like I do. Even setting them up with delivery vehicles that are wrapped and food trucks. Things like this that they hadn't thought of before immediately helped to get their sales back.
Well, are there any statistics that kind of look at the aftermath of the pandemic? And again, not that we're out of the pandemic, but are there quality statistics given of how many restaurants went down or what percentage have been under? Do we have anything like that?
Yeah, you know, so it's kind of all over the place. So at one point during the pandemic, the National Restaurant Association put out that 110,000 restaurants were closed. And then it was rumored that it was up to 200,000 restaurants during the worst part of it. I've also heard crazy stats like 2 out of 3 were closed at some point and then starting to reopen. But it's going to be in the hundreds of thousands of restaurants that just won't come back. And the terrible thing about that is, well, it's bad if any business has to close, but most of them are independent restaurants. They're these family-owned restaurants that are one-offs that are legendary. They have so much character. They have, you know, they have so much just great times and good things go along with them. Anyway, but it's usually the chains that survive, right, or franchises, right, because you have those resources with it. So it's a really sad number to me.
Oh, it's terrible. Just terrible. Todd Graves, congratulations on Restaurant Recovery. Everyone's raving about it. And again, streaming on Discovery Plus. Thanks for being here. Do you have a website or a social media site you want to point us to?
Yeah, it's either RaisinCane's.com or you can check out Restaurant Recovery on Discovery's website as well.
Todd, thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. Thanks for the exposure for these really great, hardworking business owners.
Todd Graves, again, he is the entrepreneur behind Raisin Cane's. He named the chain after his dog, a yellow lab he loved. And I don't know too much of the story. I just heard a little bit about somebody. Somebody was saying he named it after his dog. He's a big dog lover. And, you want to do tribute to your beloved pet. Build a franchise, a fast food franchise that has 520 stores or whatever it is. Raisin Cane's Chicken Fingers is the full name of the store, and Todd Graves is the owner, the entrepreneur, the founder of all of that. And again, Restaurant Recovery is something he put together, and it's self-explanatory. He's going to go in with his team. It sounds he alluded to his Raisin Cane's team, and he'll go in there and I guess he's going to teach people how to deal with the pandemic. And I'm sure they're thrilled, and the exposure they're going to get by being on TV should help them enough. Unfortunately, you can't do that many restaurants. There's going to be one here, one there. But the statistics that he said, and again, he said the scary statistic is 2 out of 3 restaurants. And I owned a couple of restaurants when I was a kid, you know, in my 20s, a couple of three clubs and two restaurants with my friend. And Yeah, it's a tough business anyway. You know, it's just a tough business. But to be hit through the eyes of a pandemic, just amazing. And to all you guys out there listening and gals out there listening that were affected from the restaurant business, we appreciate it. What you go through, we just can only imagine what this has been like. Those of us who don't have businesses like you have during this is just terrible. Terrible situation. I don't know how you how you bounce back from something like this, but a lot of you have, and those of you who have, congratulations. But those of you who didn't, just again, try to pick up the pieces and come back with somehow the gods, the entrepreneur gods, are going to be behind you. But what a terrible year it has been for restaurants. And Todd Graves, someone and who he summed it up, chains aren't having that much trouble, but it's the mom and pop stores, and it's the you know, it's the folks out there you know, who really need the help. Support the local restaurants and pizzerias and everything else that that are out there. You know, make sure you do that. I've been doing that. Our family's been doing that as much as possible. And Todd Graves has been our very special guest. He's the CEO and founder of Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. The name of his show on Discovery Plus is Restaurant Recovery. And again, everyone, tune in on Discovery Plus. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.